Earlier, I took us to British Columbia to find out whether more logging helped ease wildfires and bad smoke there. And we found out not really. But what are we learning from our neighbors to the north? U.S. Republican Senator Steve Daines remembers a time when logging was big business in the Mountain West.
When I was a kid growing up in Montana, there were 30 active sawmills across our state. Today, we're down to 8.
He says environmental litigation and an ongoing timber war with Canada have led to less loggers in the forest. For Daines, that means more fire.
And so when you think about it, the fuel load is dramatically increasing every year. And ultimately what happens, that either is going to burn or it's going to be managed.
To Daines, management includes more logging on federal lands. He sees it as a way to kill two birds with one stone, bring back sawmill jobs, and ease wildfires. This argument isn't new. Here's former President George W. Bush speaking at the scene of a big wildfire back in 2002.
Now, I want our forests healthy, and I want our economy healthy. That's why I strongly support the 1994 Northwest Forest Plan, a plan which should allow the production of 1 billion board feet of timber per year. This is a plan.
But up in British Columbia, Canada, timber companies are chopping down way more trees than we are down here in the American West, and it hasn't really eased wildfires there. In fact, fire ecologists up in Canada and down here say the same thing.
There's nothing that we can do to stop wildfires from burning.
That's Phil Higuera, a fire ecologist at the University of Montana. He says there's simply too much land out there that needs to burn. Besides, timber companies are driven by profit first. Many of them want the biggest and most marketable trees they can get their hands on. While those pines make for great lumber,
typically what carries a fire, what allows for a fire to spread, are smaller diameter fuels.
We're talking sticks, brush, and skinny, sick, or dead trees. Most big logging companies aren't interested in all that because it's harder to make a profit from. Still, a handful of smaller independent companies are trying.
Rather than just butt heads with everybody else going after the medium and large diameter trees, you reconfigured the company to focus on small logs.
Josh Anderson is with Vaughan Brothers Lumber. They have sawmills on both sides of the border.
You know, you handle more pieces. There's less lumber recovered from each log. So your mindset when you process the logs into lumber needs to be a little bit different.
Anderson sees this type of commercial thinning as the future of the timber industry, especially as mega fires become more and more severe. But fire ecologist Phil Higuera says thinning only really works to ease wildfires if you do it often and light a controlled burn every decade or so.
It's kind of like taking care of a lawn or mowing
yes.
the lawn, right?
Yeah, that's a great analogy. Yeah. You mow a lawn or you cut your hair and it grows back.
Now imagine mowing the entire American West. Can't be done, right? So Higuera says thinning and burning is better used on a much smaller scale, around towns and communities, to create a kind of fire-hardened shield that keeps people safe from wildfires. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines agrees that fuel treatments like this can work, but he also thinks thinning should include the bigger trees as well.
We need to continue to thin our forests, which includes the, quote, marketable trees. And I tell you what, I travel around and visit all of these sawmills across Montana. I sit down and visit with county commissioners, visit with wildlife groups. These sawmills can take a lot more logs.
Now, fire ecologists do see a place for harvesting those marketable trees on public lands. The money from those sales can help pay for much needed thinning and burning. But that isn't happening across the board, and nobody's tracking it nationally. Fire ecologist Phil Higuera says, bottom line,
logging is not a silver bullet solution.
Because there is no silver bullet solution to easing wildfires.
So when I see a policy proposal that goes directly to we need more commercial logging, there's a disconnect there.
Remember, no matter what we do, these megafires and bad smoky summers aren't going away in our lifetime. The climate is changing and the forests are just too darn big. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie in Missoula, Montana.